Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the day's big news story. My name is Simran Sirur, senior correspondent at the Print, and I'm going to tell you about the progress of the trial for India's indigenous vaccine, Covaxin. On Tuesday afternoon, Bharat Biotech and the Indian Council of Medical Research, who developed Covaxin together, announced that the vaccine showed a 78% rate of efficacy against mild, moderate, and severe COVID-19 disease in the second interim analysis of its phase 3 trial. It also said the vaccine was 100% effective against severe COVID and 70% effective against asymptomatic infection, meaning it could drastically reduce transmission among recipients. The vaccine works by using an inactivated virus to trigger an immune response once injected into the body. The point of interim analyses is to give vaccine makers and regulators an idea of how efficacious a vaccine is before the trial comes to an end. Trials can typically last a year or longer. In this case, efficacy is determined by observing the number of participants who develop COVID-19 through various points of the trial, and then comparing how many belong to the placebo arm versus the vaccine arm. Bharat Biotech had recruited 25,800 people to participate in its phase 3 trial, which is still ongoing. Final safety and efficacy results are expected to come out in June 2021, when 130 people test positive. The company says it intends to publish the analysis of these results in a peer-reviewed journal for publishing. The first interim analysis was conducted in March and found the vaccine had an efficacy rate of 81%. Of the 43 people who had developed COVID-19 during the trial at that point, 36 were in the placebo group, while 7 had been administered Covaxin. This time, the company was able to establish an efficacy rate of 78% by analyzing over 87 positive cases of COVID-19 that emerged through the trial. Covaxin had caused a stir earlier this year when it was granted emergency use authorization without furnishing any efficacy data, a deviation from trial and regulatory norms. The vaccine was officially approved for use in India's inoculation program in January this year, when only its safety had been established. Since the vaccination program began, Covaxin has been administered to 1.1 crore people. In its latest release, the company has indicated the vaccine works against various mutant strains that are now emerging as the pandemic enters its second year. It quotes ICMR Chief Balram Bhargava as saying, "The tireless efforts of our scientists at ICMR and BBIL have resulted in a truly effective international vaccine of the highest standards and efficacy. I'm also happy to note that Covaxin works well against most variants of SARS-CoV-2. These findings together consolidate the position of our indigenous vaccine in the global vaccine landscape." Bharat Biotech hasn't yet provided data to back this claim up, but is likely to do so soon. That's all I have for you right now. Once again, this is Simran Sirul bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Stay tuned.